two, one. We're talking with Enterprise head basketball coach Brian Phelps. And coach, good year for the kids so far.
We've enjoyed the year. It's been kind of fun moving up to 2A. We knew the teams would be challenging, and they have been. Kind of a lot of good teams.
What about the difference, 1A, 2A? You were a dominant team in 1A.
Just the quantity. The good teams, there's a lot of them. And every game is a challenge. You can't come unprepared. And if you do, you lose.
Last week against Beaver, a little bit of a challenge. They ended up with a victory.
They threw a few new twists to us, and we weren't prepared for them, and it showed. We had beat them twice earlier in the year, and they threw a zone against us, and we weren't ready for it. They got us.
This isn't totally strange to you. You've played some 2A schools in years past.
Yeah, we've played the 2A and 3A schools most every year, and so the competition isn't any stiffer, just there's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of them that... So you end up losing a few here and there that you might not in a 1A situation.
There's a good tradition here at Enterprise. You've had some good kids come through.
We'd like to think we have. The town supports the kids well, and they believe they're going to win. Each year they set out to take a state championship, and anything less is kind of they feel pretty bad about it.
For a while there, it was Enterprise Valley that dominated 1A.
8 years in a row, it was one or the other, and hopefully we can start setting a tradition in the 2A.
Let's talk about this team. What do you like about this Enterprise team?
We have both inside and outside people. We've got a pretty good mix. They work hard, and our key is defense. If we do the things they need to defensively, we'll be okay.
Duchesne, what do you know about them?
Duchesne, they're about the same size we are. Not real big, but not real small. They've got a couple kids that are real good scorers. They've got a guard and one post that we've got to shut down. If we can handle that, we'll be okay. If they win that battle, we'll be in trouble.
If you get through the wind, it's almost like a home game over in Cedar City. You're used to the Centrum by now, aren't you?
Well, we played earlier in the year, and it was good to get a couple games in there. Those freestyle baskets are a little different for the kids to get used to than the attached ones like in most gymnasiums.
We talked about some of the keys. What about a starting lineup tonight for Enterprise?
We'll start the same way we have most of the year. We'll have Erica DeHart and Tana Shirtliff in the post, and Emily Dutton, Ashley Staley, and Laura Bracken on the guard line.
There's some familiar names there have done very well. Shirtliffs and Holtz and Staley's. They had quite a few of them come through up here.
A lot of same families year after year. They produce some pretty good kids.
Coach, going into this game, what are some of your thoughts? Do you get excited? Do you get nervous? What are some of your thoughts going into this?
Well, I've been up here about three or four times today, making sure everything was set. It's not quite the same as a state game at state, but it's definitely a lot more excitement than a normal home game. So we're looking forward to it. I've had a few kids up in the gym shooting this morning that are anxious, and they wanted to get up here and get a little extra shooting in. So I hope we're ready.
Coach Brian Phelps, thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Mandy Bartnell started the three, and Chanel Rose and Jana Bundy at the four and five spots.
That has been really a tough starting lineup.
It has, and it's worked for us so far. I think we won like 17 straight games with that lineup, and so we do a lot of changing. We'll go 9, 10 deep today. Hopefully we can get all 12 in, but we've gone at least 9 deep every game we've played the last four games in the state championship series. We've gone 9 deep, and hopefully, you know, by doing that, we're allowing our players who aren't used to this altitude a little bit of rest and give them a little bit more drive and to help them play better defense and hopefully that's going to pay off for us again today.
One final question. Has a doctor ordered a victory for medicinal purposes?
I hope so. I haven't seen one yet. I'm sure I will as soon as I get back to St. George. But if my voice will just hold out for the next little bit, I'll last the weekend.
Coach Randy Gelder, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on a great year, win or lose, and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
like for us. You like to win the state tournament, and that was their next goal after you win the region, is to get the state and then win it. But I think that shows a lot of character in some kids to get down there and play 10 basketball games, and out of those 10, win 8 of them. And that shows a lot of character, and I'm pleased with that. A bunch of young kids that didn't have a lot of experience to sit down and do that well.
Coach Lynn Christensen, congratulations on a great year. Thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's been our pleasure having you do the ball games. I know a lot of people can't get to them, and they're excited to be able to listen to them. So we appreciate you, and thanks. And we'll probably catch you next year then.
Sounds good. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1. We're talking with Dixie High School head basketball coach Ken Robinson. And, Coach, I know you wanted to be playing the last day. You'd like to be playing Pineview, but you wished it was later.
Well, obviously, we both wish we were in the one of the later games for third place or for the championship. But this is a situation we find ourselves in. We're happy to be playing today. That means that we won yesterday, and we're playing for consolation championship trophy, and it's a situation I'm sure that both teams are going to be fired up about, and you don't want to end your season on a high note, and obviously winning this game, that's what that'd be.
Region 9 matchup for the consolation, that's the second consecutive year.
That's, we feel very positive and strong that our region has been strong in the past. This year, for some reason, it looks like that we're down a little bit. Not to have one of our teams higher up in the tournament as far as playing later tonight. But it's a situation that year in and year out. You know, some years you're a little stronger and do better here at the tournament. But there's some big teams here. There's some very athletic teams. And this is a situation that we find ourselves in, is playing for the consolation, which is certainly a lot better than not playing today. I mean, there's some teams who have gone home, so that did not get a win here. And so, you know, there's some teams that were rated in the top five, such as Richfield, and some teams that were very good teams that were high in their region and end up going home. I mean, you can have 15, 16 wins and be home or not even make the tournament. So it's certainly not a situation that we have to apologize to anybody for. It's a situation that we won a tough game to get here, and our guys are excited about playing, whether it's a Region 9 foe or anybody else, for the consolation championship.
Huge win yesterday. Richfield really came out blazing.
And they didn't give up. They kept coming and kept coming, and they, right up to the last horn, they just, there was no let up on them. And so, you know, to their credit, they played very hard, and it was a win that we had to earn. And I complimented especially our guys for holding up and the composure there at the end.
Key today against Pineview.
Obviously, anybody that was aware of the game yesterday, Garrett and Eves scored a lot of points, and we're going to have to find something or some way to slow them down a little bit. But they're a good ball team. They can come at you from different ways, and we're going to have to do a better job defensively and on the rebounding edge to be able to get the victory today.
Starting lineup for Dixie.
I've made a change. We're going to start Matt Goodman as a guard instead of Clint Mortensen, who will come one of the first off the bench. And we'll just a little bit of a lineup change for purposes of just match up with the opponent and let our seniors play. And this is their last ball game, and we'll get after it.
I give you the last question I gave to Coach Lane Christensen. No matter what, this is the last game of the year. What will you remember most about this Dixie team?
Obviously, this is a group of guys who have been very successful all up through all levels. They've had a very high percentage of win-loss record. But I think that every coach that have coached these guys have complimented these guys as gentlemen. They're an exceptional group off the floor as far as getting along, a close-knit group. They are. They play very hard. They've always found a way to win the close ones. You know, it's just. It seems with their size differences, it's not a very large class. The senior group I'm talking about. There's not a lot of height in it, but there's a lot of good, talented young men who really hustle and they play well together. And I think that's the personality and character of this team. And I. There's a lot of them. There've been a lot of them on the team. We kept a lot of seniors this year. Several people questioned us keeping this many seniors, but I think that's the reason of why we have the 18 wins. And it's anytime you get 18 wins in high school ball, you're doing something right. And these young men, to their credit, they're doing the same thing they did all the way up through. They play hard together and a great group of young men.
Coach Ken Robinson, congratulations on a great year. Thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you so much.